come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Sean and Dina Powers. They are from Living the Dream Ice Cream, a store that's down in Old Town now selling ice cream. And it's a new business. When did you two open your business?
Our grand opening was February 20th of this year.
And what did you two do before you started this business?
I was an accountant/bookkeeper/tax preparer.
And I've been a network engineer since I got out of the Navy.
So this is really different for you two.
Completely
this is a really different business. How did you decide to do ice cream?
I love ice cream.
Yeah, there was this place. We're originally from New Mexico. We moved up here probably 10 years ago. And there was this place right down the road from our house that we used to go to all the time. And we fell in love with it.
I used to work in ice cream stores when I was growing up, like in high school, my first job and all that. And it was just fun and relaxing. And I just enjoyed it. So
it was fun, delicious, and relaxing.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I love the name, too. It's Living the Dream. So are you living your dream?
Yes.
And that's why you chose the that name for the business.
That and it rhymes with ice cream. So
now you do use some local products in your ice creams. What sort of local products do you use and how do you hook up with the people that manufacture those?
Our first local product was from Natural Decadence, and we used their gluten-free cookie dough. Just because, one, their cookie dough is just the best. You know, I've never actually baked cookies with it. I just eat the cookie dough. Yeah.
And then the big thing is Strauss Creamery, which is fairly local. Petaluma is pretty local. They're one of the first organic dairies in the country, and they were also the first non-GMO certified dairy, and they make the absolute best milk and cream. So that's the basis for all of our ice cream. It's pretty hard to make a bad ice cream when you're using stuff like that. It's so delicious.
We will be using another local business's items, Bougie Bakery. She does the beer kissed treats. Have you
heard? No.
She's great. You should talk to her next.
She uses Redwood Curtain beer in all of her baked goods. So we'll be using like her toffee bits
peanut
and brownies.
And put it in and incorporate them into the ice cream.
Yeah, that's another one.
Probably next week.
And who else? There's more.
Oh, Humble Bay Coffee.
We use their coffee exclusively in our Mexican coffee and cinnamon coffee, and it's so, so good.
And as the farmers market starts to come to Old Town, we'll start to try to network with the farmers to get actual fruits and
Yeah, things are just now starting to come in season, so there'll be more incorporated.
Yeah, so you're using seasonal products too. So that's
for sure.
So you do use organic milk and organic dairy products. Why is organic important to you?
Well, one, it tastes better, period. It's just a higher quality product. We looked at other mixes and they were all high fructose corn syrup. They just weren't anything that we wanted to have. So since we really don't know what we're doing, we thought if we went with the best quality ingredients that the ice cream would turn out good. And we're learning as we go. And I think the ice cream's pretty good. I'm extremely biased. I think it's great.
One of the things that was interesting to me was that I saw on your Facebook page that people actually give you ideas for flavors of ice cream.
All the time.
And do you follow through on those?
Almost every single time.
We spent probably 2 weeks looking for a cotton candy flavoring that we liked, and we finally found an organic one.
There's only one, by the way. There's only one place that you can get organic cotton candy flavoring that's not red 40 and corn syrup. And we found it, and we use it.
Yeah, that was a request, and we used that one. What were some of the other ones? We've done a few.
Putting toffee bits in our salted caramel.
Our Dirty Monkey was our first request. It's a chocolate ice cream with banana and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Dirty Monkey.
It was pretty popular.
And how about the chocolate burgundy wine?
We use Robert Goodman wine. I did a grapefruit Campari sorbet. Got that from him, and then the chocolate burgundy, got the wine from him. There's a few recipes that I use a little bit of alcohol in.
Okay, let's talk about Grandpa's breakfast. Bourbon and cornflakes.
Grandpa's breakfast was something that we did a little recon trip. We went down to San Francisco and hit up the real popular places there, like Byright and Humphrey Slocum. And we went down to Santa Cruz and hit up real popular places too. Humphrey Slocum has one called Secret Breakfast that's real popular for them, and it's bourbon and cornflakes. And we kicked it up a notch with better bourbon and better cornflakes, and people like it.
Uh-huh.
It's different. I think it's kind of weird. But
I want to go on one of your recon trips. These sound like they're really good trips. Go to all the ice cream places and taste all the ice cream.
It was fun. I picked up 6 pounds in a week.
Oh, so my God.
It was really fun. We had a great time.
And not all of your ice creams are vegetarian. So there's a maple bacon out there.
Very popular.
That's got to be very popular.
It's bacon.
You either love it or you hate it.
It's really good. There's a place called Voodoo Donuts.
I know Voodoo Donuts up in Portland, Oregon.
Okay, so they do a maple bacon donut.
It's delicious.
Right.
I've had it. It's
Everybody
delicious.
Loves it. It's one of their most popular ones. And who doesn't like bacon?
Yeah. And some of your flavors, they kind of, you know, they're kind of either seasonal or, you know, you bring them out and then you kind of maybe hold back for a little while and then bring them back out again. What about, let's say, Earl Grey tea or the balsamic strawberry? I've heard that the pink peppercorn is really good.
Pink peppercorn is another one that we found in the city. That one's really good. We use pink Himalayan salt and pink peppercorns.
Ooh, salt.
So it's kind of a salt and peppery. That one's great. A lot of the flavors, we just try to rotate them all. We make between 6 and 8 batches a day. We have 24 on hand pretty much all the time. We try to.
Who tests the... You do.
Oh. Product testing.
Uh-huh. It's like one of the perks
quality
of the business.
Quality control. That's what I call it, my quality control.
So how much do you test before you're sure it's good? I'm thinking, you know, I might need a couple scoops before I'm sure.
We've been lucky that we haven't had anything that we haven't been able to serve. Let's just put it that way.
Uh-huh.
It's hard that before we opened, I mean, I used to make small, tiny batches at home of lots of things, like the balsamic strawberry and salted caramel to kind of get a feel. But now that we actually have the big machine, we just make it.
We do 24 quarts at a time, and we just do it.
I tweak it the second time we go through, like salted caramel, I've tweaked it a couple times.
So far, so good. I did churn butter one time.
I put a
batch in there and set the timer and got distracted and was talking to a client out front and let it run. It's supposed to run for 9 minutes. I let it run for 30-something minutes and literally churned butter.
Wow, butter ice cream. Why not?
You know,
I ate it.
I wasn't going to serve it, and I didn't really want to throw it away, and I had a bunch of the employees try it, and they loved it, and we all took it home, and it got ate anyway.
That sounds good to me. So, you know, my next question is going to seem pretty obvious then is, do you still like ice cream? Because I always imagine, you know, Lucille Ball in the Chocolate Factory, you know, eating the bonbons, and then, you know, Ricky brings her a box of them, and she's done with it. Or, you know, working in any sort of a factory where, you know, you're constantly around it. Do you still love ice cream?
Love it.
I don't think I'll ever not love it. I just need to stop eating it for lunch. I need to...
Right. We need to have like regular meals instead of ice cream meals. Ooh. But
I'm thinking if you could work the regular meals into your ice cream, you might have a perfect world.
The breakfast is covered. Maple bacon.
Yeah, you've got breakfast.
Breakfast is covered.
Well, and Grandpa's breakfast with the bourbon and cornflakes.
Right.
Now, have you tried flavoring the ice cream cones themselves?
We haven't yet, but we have... our little secret ingredient in our ice cream cones. We get a lot of positive feedback on our cones. We make them fresh pretty much to order. We never really have more than like 5 or 6 sitting around. And even those have only been there for about 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So we've had customers come in and ask for a scoop of ice cream with 2 cones.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we oblige. And then we've had someone come in and just to order cones.
Hmm.
And it was, yeah.
Little snack, just crunching on the cones.
They're really good. And I got to give, you know, props to Scott at Redwood Yogurt. He taught me how to make them.
Uh-huh.
He's really sweet, nice guy. Showed me how to make cones in one day.
Because we had bought the waffle iron and we were like, so exactly how do you use this?
Right. We've had a lot of support from a lot of people, even people in the business. So we love them. Garrett over at Scoops in Arcata is a great guy. He's been in. Love their place.
Great.
Redwood Yogurt. It's really nice. It's nice that the community's so cool.
this community is cool, and you two are cool, and you're working with a cool product.
Thanks.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Sean and Dina Powers from Living the Dream Ice Cream.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.